Good. Now, just as those three notes are linked together, so are the three basic components of the sentence Jack loves Jill. Jack, love, and Jill, which have also gotten linked together in a kind of chain in what Chomsky called an underlying string, borrowing a term from mathematics. And the string looks like this: Jack plus present tense plus love plus Jill. Now, this string tells us all we need to know about the situation, except how it gets structured to form a sentence. And that's why it's called an underlying string. It's what underlies the final product, the surface structure. Now, by applying transformational rules, we find that there are at least 8 basic sentences that can be derived from that one underlying string. First, Jack loves Jill, which we already know about. Then 2, does Jack love Jill? Interrogative transformation. 3, Jack does not love Jill? Negative transformation. 4, doesn't Jack love Jill? Interrogative plus negative. 5, Jill is loved by Jack? Passive transformation. 6, is Jill loved by Jack? Passive plus interrogative. 7, Jill is not loved by Jack? Passive plus negative. And finally, isn't Jill loved by Jack? Passive plus negative plus interrogative transformations. Now, that's a mouthful, but I'm sure you see the basic point that all these 8 sentences represent surface structures as distinct from, but deriving from, the same deep structure.